big problem with America, though, is that they don't understand anything anymore about how things happen. They take it for granted.
Yeah, they don't understand karma. And if you don't understand karma, you don't understand the world, yeah? And when you only look through the glasses of science, you still don't understand. Yeah?
You see a big difference in Hawaii, where I was born and raised, and where I'm from, never had major disaster. Even though volcanoes are erupting, still, it's very relaxed and calm.
But not now anymore. I mean, the Western mind takes over, even Hawaii.
Yes.
Yeah? I mean, there are still, you know, still the few people in Hawaii, you know, still have the old tradition, you know, and still know things are just going the way they are going, yeah. But the Western mind, you know, I mean, look at what, you know, what is happening, you know, he's so afraid, yeah. I mean, why did we invent science? Science explains us everything, yeah, yeah. But, you know, the science constantly changes, you know. 20 years ago, they say, this is the truth, you know. Now they say, no, sorry, we were wrong. This is the truth, yeah. You have to believe it, yeah. And in 5 years, they tell us again, you know. This is the truth, yeah. I'm sorry, you know, we got it wrong, yeah. But now we know it, yeah. And every 5 years or every 2 years now, they change their mind, yeah.
Yeah.
But karma never change their mind. Huh? Whatever, you know, whatever we do will come back to us, yeah. And whatever happens to us, you know, we have done unto others, yeah? If we just this little bit of thing, yeah? Don't do unto others what you don't want others to do unto you. For whatever happens right now is what you have done unto others. If you really, truly understand this, you know, you don't have any trouble in this whole world, yeah? Because whatever happens to you, you know, it is, yeah? And when you look at your own heart, you know, you will see it. This is inside you. It's still there that created this karma that you got back. Yeah? Be it good or be it bad. Yeah? So if people understand that, you know, I mean, there's no problem. Yeah? They don't have any problem with the government. They don't have problem with their wives. Yeah? they have, yeah? Huh? Because everything comes back the way you know it. Yeah? Just like in Australia, they use the boomerang. Yeah? Yeah. So it comes back, you know. If you throw it to kill something, you know, it comes back to kill you, yeah. If you throw it, you know, to do some good, you know, it comes back and brings you some good, yeah. And that is karma. Yeah? If you understand that, you know, I mean, we can be happy, yeah, in our life, yeah. And then the other thing, of course, is Buddhism about rebirth, yeah. As long as we enjoy this life, as long as we think, you know, I mean, the work that we do, you know, is not hard enough. Yeah, I mean, we have lots of sukha, we have lots of happiness, yeah. Then we don't need to find the way out, yeah. But when we look very closely at our life, yeah. For instance, when we look at the morning, when we wake up and we don't want to get up, but we have to get up. Then we see the first occurrence of dukkha, yeah. Then we are hungry, then we see the second occurrence of dukkha. Then we are thirsty, we see the next, yeah? And then we, yeah? Then we need to go to the toilet, upward key. Then we see the next dukkha, yeah? And then we are sleepy, then we see the next dukkha. Every day. So if we look a little bit closer, then we see, you know? And dukkha is the first noble truth, yeah? Dukkha ngariya satam, yeah? It's the first noble truth. If we truly understand how much dukkha we have in this life, then we might, you know, turn our mind, you know, towards the path out of dukkha. Yeah? And where does dukkha come from? That is the second noble truth. The second noble truth is where is dukkha coming from? From wanting. Yeah? This constant wanting, you know, I want to see this, I want to understand this, I want to do this, I don't want to see him, I don't want to encounter this, I don't want to encounter that. That is where the dukkha of the heart comes from. Before I was just talking about the dukkha of the body. Yeah? The body doesn't give us really happiness. Huh? I mean, you know, these crazy Americans or these crazy foreigners who come to Hawaii, you know, who go to the beach, you know, and, you know, go in the sun, you know, until they become really can't stand the heat anymore. Then they go in the cold water, yeah? Until they start, can't stand the cold anymore. Then they go again in the sun, yeah? Until they can't stand the heat anymore. And then in the evening they say, oh, this was a wonderful day, yeah? And both, you know, that is the happiness of the body. The body only gives us happiness, yeah, when we relieve it of its dukkha. That's what we think is happiness, but actually, you know, it is just comfort, yeah? If you're not hungry, we don't eat. Yeah? And if you're not thirsty, we don't drink. Yeah? And if you're not tired, we don't go to bed. Yeah? But if you're tired, you know, we need to relieve the dukkha, you know, that's why we go to bed, you know, and sleep, yeah? So, I mean, the body doesn't bring us happiness. The mind brings us happiness. But the dukkha comes, you know, from this wanting or not wanting. Yeah? And the path out is the path of sila, samadhi, panya. Huh? Sila, you know, the five precepts, did I explain them to you?
Yes.
Yeah, so I explained them to you, yeah. And then samadhi, the power of concentration. The power of sati, the power of this awareness that is aware without touching. Just sees things, yeah. I mean, you might be familiar with this kind of thing, you know, with this kind of sati from your background, yeah. This is where we see clearly. The moment we think about what we don't see clearly anymore. Because we have an opinion, which is either black or it is white or it is grey, yeah. But we don't see it clearly, yeah. We put our film of thoughts and memories above it, yeah. And then that's why we don't see it clearly. Sati awareness is the pure seeing clearly, yeah. And then panya, investigating what we are attached to. We are attached to this body. We are attached to our thoughts. We are attached to our memory. Yeah, we are attached, especially the women, to our feelings. Yeah, oh, it's my feeling. I feel, you know, I feel angry. I feel happy. I feel, yeah, and so on. Yeah, and then, you know, consciousness. These are the five groups that we are attached to, and the things. And we think they are us. But they are not us. I mean, a feeling, you know, that is unhappy, we cannot just go to our drawer and, you know, put a new feeling in. Oh? So how can we call it me? How can we call it mine? How can we call it us? Yeah? It's the same with the thought. Yeah? I mean, most of the thoughts we didn't invite to come. They just come. And when we start practicing, we see it, you know, how obnoxious they are. Yeah? We didn't invite them, they just come. They come and go, they come and go, they come and go. Yeah? And memory is the same thing, they come and go. Yeah? Sometimes we want to remember something, we can't. Yeah? And sometimes we don't want to remember something and it comes constantly. Yeah? So, I mean, who is bringing these things up? And that is what we have to investigate. Yeah? That these things, you know, whatever we can see, and that should be obvious, you know, to anybody. Whatever we can see cannot be us. Whatever we can, you know, whatever we can experience cannot be us, yeah? Because who is the one who experienced the thing that happened? So, I mean, when you see a feeling, there is a feeling, yeah? But there is somebody who knows that there is a feeling. There is somebody who knows that there is a thought. There is somebody who knows that there is a consciousness. There is somebody who knows there is a memory, yeah? And there is somebody who knows there is a body. So who is that one who knows, yeah? Isn't that the real thing? Huh? Huh? Isn't that the driver of the car? And the car, you know, but we are only concerned about the car. Yeah? We only are concerned about the body and, you know, whatever comes with the body. Yeah? With the car comes the radio and, you know, whatever. Yeah? Air conditioner and so on and so on and so on, the modern car. Yeah? I mean, now they have their computer, you know, you have the internet in your car. Yeah? But it has nothing to do with the driver, the car. Yeah. So, and that is the investigation we have to do, to separate ourselves and to see the reality. Yeah? And the first thing, you know, we do is go into samadhi where thoughts are stopping and where memories are stopping until we are completely, yeah, in the world of experience. Yeah. Huh? And there's no future, there's no past, there is no I. Huh? So that is where we go on holiday from the eye. Okay, enough? Yeah? Understood? าใจไหมเนี่ยลูกสาวพูดภาษาอังกฤษแล้วนิดหน่อย
น
ิ
ดหน
่
อย
นิดหน่อยเนี่ยนี่อเมริกา yeah you have understood it yeah she yes but she she has an American husband but she doesn't understand a word
her husband speaks very good Thai
does he
yes
is she Thai or what
no
where did you learn thatOh,
in Bangkok.
He took a class. What?
He took a class.
Oh, and you?
No.
Not yet.
By the way, how old are you?
56.
56. You're still young. So he's still going to train as a bhikkhu.
Yeah, I'll be 57 next month.
57. Yang Nung Yu. That's it.
And happy birthday to you.
Do you know? Huh? I mean, yesterday the people come, you know, they are happy, you know, when I have birthday. But, you know, every birthday that you have, you're 1 year closer to death. So why should you be happy about that?
Or you could be 1 year closer to eternal happiness.
Well, only if you did the work, you know, to separate these things. What I was talking about.
If you didn't do the work, though, you get another try.
And that is a lot of to come. Remember your first 18 years, or maybe, you know, because training of being a pilot, you know, remember the first 24 years. Yeah, was it so much fun?
No.
See. And you have to go through that again, yeah? And then you have the body for 30 years, you know, where it is strong and healthy, yeah? And yeah, now is coming the time where the body starts to decay, yeah? And with 60, you know, it starts to decay more rapidly, you know, with 80, boop, it goes, yeah? Okay, I got off. Yata varivaha pura pariparanti sakaram evameva itotinang petanang upakapati ichitang patitang tumhang kipameva samichato sabe purantu sankapa chandopanara soyata manichotira soyata sabeti ovivachantu saparoko Vinasatumate pavatvantarayo sukitikayoko pavapivadanasilisanichangbutapachayino chattaro tamavatanti ayuvano sukhangpalang pavatusapamangalang rakantusapadevata sababhutanupavena sarasati pavantute Pavattu sapa mangalam rakantu sapa devata sapa tamman upavena sada soti pavantu te Pavattu sapa mangalam rakantu sapa devata sapa sankhan upavena sada soti pavantu te Okay, have a nice trip back to Rayong. Yeah, I mean, sit down, you know, and eat something. Yeah, huh? Gone by, go kinkau. Huh?